You know it, a Thursday staple. Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios, just like a lot of people did. We have a nice batch today, so let's get it started. Hey, Invasion. So this is is Donnie the jerk? I've long known of his various superstitions and oddities. Bare butt, naked poops, the fear of a tossed cigarette blowing up his car on the highways, that number, etc. But now one of his superstitions has infiltrated my world. Pole splitting. My wife and I, who are already eye rolls, my constant ticket references, are having a joyous and wonderful weekend in our favorite city, New Orleans, and walking down Toulouse Street. Another group comes up and we start to split one of the balcony poles, and I grab her arm and pull her back around before it happened. An older black woman sees this and calls it out and applauds me. My wife had no idea of this superstition, and then I had to tell her Donovan told me about it on the radio. She said, of course, that's from the ticket, but then got a little paranoid about it, and it was in our kitchen the rest of the trip. The city is filled with poles. So is Donnie the jerk for giving me another irrational burden, or am I the jerk for mildly resenting Donnie for saving my wife and I from bad voodoo in the Crescent City? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't think anyone is a jerk. It's amazing that... Like, you're not a jerk because you buy into this weird superstition.
Just buy into the truth, Matt.
He's not a jerk for allowing it to permeate his brain. It's just a weird deal. Because I thought about it the day after we talked about that, I was very cognizant of it, and I completely forgot about it now.
I thought about it yesterday when, it was either yesterday or the day before when you split the pole, Matt.
Yeah, it doesn't even consciously enter my mind.
It's in my consciousness now. I apologize to you like three times since when I've like almost done it.
Yeah, it's in my kitchen, of course. I have that superstition. I try my best not to. That's why I designate one of you guys to walk with. So if the other one splits the pole, I'm not walking with you, so I don't care.
It does feel like New Orleans.
I have to arrange it in my mind.
New Orleans might be the city where if you're going to be superstitious, that would be the place to do it.
With all the voodoo around you, of course. Right. You have to make sure you don't step on cracks or anything like that.
Okay, you come home and your mom is just debilitated.
She can't get up. Man, my back hurts. And you're just crying because you did it. You were the cause.
You're the one that broke her back.
You stepped on the crack.
My mom would make me mad when I was a kid. I'd be jumping on those cracks. Take that, Mom.
We all did. Oh, I can't go to this party. How about this?
And then she's like, what are you doing? Like, it's not working.
Right. Just slapping your foot on the crack.
But the first time you do it, she goes, oh, you go, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. So, no, sir, I don't think you are a jerk. Hopefully I'm not. It's just me. You don't have to believe in what I believe in. And I don't think I have a ton of superstitions.
You have some weird ones.
Although he listed them, I went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
If maybe there's a list.
You could start a cult. If people are going to hear you and buy into this, maybe that's how you start it.
It's called the City of Duncanville.
Oh, yeah. When I run for mayor, we will out. Well, you know what? We'll outlaw splitting poles. You can get a ticket for splitting poles when I become mayor of Duncanville.
A misdemeanor or like a fine? What are we talking about?
I mean, we can put the fine in a big pot and have a big old pizza party afterwards.
You have to pay it in
cash. You guys will pay for it yourself. That'd be great. Your own pizza party. All right, dear Invasion, I would like a decision on my stance in refusing to get my wife a San Antonio Spurs jersey. She is from the area, a lifelong fan, and keeps up with the team, even during the short time period between generational talents, Duncan to Wimby. We have been married for 11 years and together for 18, so I have compartmentalized her fandom a long time. I'm a Mavericks fan, and we've made it through the pinnacle of the rivalry and are doing just fine, but also ready for the S-talking to pick back up when both teams can match up in the playoffs. My dilemma is her constant request for a Spurs jersey. She has continually added it to her gift list for years, hoping that someone would buy it for her, Christmas, birthday, etc., and she doesn't want to get one for herself. I absolutely refuse to let that atrocity into my house by my own accord, so she won't ever get a jersey from me. It's been years of this request, and I still refuse. Am I the jerk? I have to lean towards yes.
Yeah, man, get the
you're
100%
right. She's a fan of San Antonio.
I don't understand why she won't go get one for herself if it's been years that she's wanted one.
Maybe
she obviously doesn't want it that bad.
Well, how much those things are. No, I'm with
you. I do
you.
Know if, how much they are.
If I'm a fan of a team, I will get one myself. But
I mean, I would have no problem. I think it would heighten when you guys are watching games
and
together.
And then you can actually go to a game
right.
and have
She's
this
got
friendly
hers
rivalry
on.
And everything. Right. You can have a heated rivalry.
Ooh. Well, know what happens
heteros.
At the end of those.
We all know what happens at the end of those. I think he is being a very big-time sports jerk.
Yeah, he's being a sports jerk for sure. I don't understand the problem with that.
Buy just, your lady a Spurs jersey. That's her team.
Or tell a relative to. If she's asking it for Christmas, be like, hey, what does she want for Christmas? Hey, she wants a Spurs jersey. That way, technically, it's not coming from you.
It shouldn't even matter.
Well, I mean, if it's a real big deal.
It's more fun like that.
I tell you what. Here's what we should do. Have your wife reach out to us, and we'll pitch in, and we'll get her the dang Spurs jersey.
You know what? I'm with that.
Why not?
Because she needs to cheer for her team in the appropriate way and not be handcuffed because you don't. And I don't even like the Spurs at all.
I don't either. I can't stand them.
But if she's a fan of them, she's a fan of them. It happens. People make wrong decisions all the time in life.
Exactly. Look at me.
So you are a jerk, sir. You are. You're a very big sports jerk. I had another longtime listener, first time jerk here. So last Saturday evening, my grandson had a hockey game, and afterwards I was talking about the gold medal game with some other dads. There were a few who said it would be cool to watch it somewhere if any place would be open that early. I told him I would call around to see and let him know. Once home, I called about 5 different bars here in McKinney to no avail. I finally found one sports bar whose manager said they would be willing if I was able to confirm enough would show. I said I might have 6 to 10 people based on the response from the other hockey parents earlier. He had a bartender and kitchen cook working that night who were willing to come in at 6:30 to open up. With this info, I told the manager I would confirm and let him know. After posting to the hockey team group chat, I got a couple of no replies, but then crickets. I got back to the manager and told him I couldn't confirm enough and didn't want his staff to show up after a night shift for nothing. He told me he spoke to some regulars who wanted to watch, so they would indeed open up early. I thanked him and said I would be there too. Come 7 a.m. Sunday morning, I'm there. And it turns out that one other hockey dad showed up too with his son. After getting settled, 3 of the bar regulars showed up, followed shortly by another 2 guys. After watching for a bit, I overheard one of the regulars say, "So much for that party of 10. I immediately felt bad but stayed quiet. Still couldn't help but feel a bit like a jerk. The bartender and cook were awesome and took care of all of us there. I told both of them thanks for everything and did tip well to show my appreciation. Am I the jerk for getting the bar manager to open up early and having his bartender and cook turn around for a 6:30 shift after working a Saturday night? The bar usually opens at 11.
No. No, because he called back and said, "I don't have enough people. I can't confirm. I hate for you to open up early, but I appreciate your willingness to do so." And that guy saying, "Thank you. I appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and open up early because we have some regulars that want to show up." You're not a jerk at all. Zero chance that guy's a jerk.
Totally in the clear.
Easy.
Yeah, I think so. Now, I do sometimes feel that when you have a group and someone has an idea and you'll go, "Man, that's a great idea. Let's do it." And then when it happens, you go, "No, I'm good."
It's like, 7:30 in the morning.
What are we talking about this for
then? Over.
Like, you get everyone's hopes up about something happening.
Yeah, the jerks are the people that originally made him say, "I can find a place for us." And everybody going, "Oh, that sounds
great."
Right,
I'm in.
Those are the jerks.
I'm in. If you find that place, I will be there. And then once you text him, "No, I can't make it." What are we doing?
I might be a little guilty of that. Of like, "Yeah, that sounds like a great idea," knowing that it probably won't get together. And then when it does, it's like, "Oh, I don't really want to go."
What happened? So bad.
If I say I'm going to go, I'll be there, though.
The people who, the hockey parents who said they were going to, the dads that said they're going to be there first, I think are more jerks than the guy that was trying. He worked hard to try and find a place for everyone, and he showed up.
Yeah,
dude,
I think
you are in the clear.
Right, and in calling back and saying, "Hey, thanks for being willing to open for us, but we just can't have enough people. I don't want to put you guys out." Doing that, he's not even remotely close to being a jerk.
Yeah, he went down the list and he checked everything off that he was supposed
to
be.
And probably what happened was that comment that person made, if they are a regular, I bet the night before or something, whenever they found out, they were hanging out at the bar and one of the bartenders said, "Man, we had a guy call wants to bring a group of 10 in here at 7 in the morning to watch this game." And I bet the regular heard that. They probably talked about it. He probably said, "Man, I'd come in for that."
Right.
And so then nobody ever updated him, "Hey, that guy called and said it's not going to happen." So that regular the last he heard from the bar was there's going to be a party at 10, and he goes, so much for that party at 10. I guarantee you, it probably happened somewhere very close to that.
Man, sounds like he's been in that situation before. That was way too detailed. I'm with you. I think everyone handled this perfectly. Yeah. I'm way more upset at the hockey dads who first said I'm in and then just went no, and then the crickets. Like, we're all talking about it. We're all hyped and excited, and then you just bail on me like that?
Yeah, because, like, the original, if you're having a chat, like, if we're all sitting here and I'm going, hey, I was thinking about doing this, man. You guys should come.
No.
You may say, well, okay, so you say no immediately.
No, I'm kidding.
You may say, hey, that, you know what? I could be in for that. That'd be cool. And then I work on doing it, and I go, all right, well, here's what we're going to do. And you go, oh, well, you know what? I'm not able to make it.
See, that
but
would
at
be
least
me.
Answer.
Is just like, okay, now that the details are out, maybe this isn't for me. But if I commit to going, then you need to go.
And I think that's okay to be like, yeah, I'm probably interested in that. But then, hey, I need to confirm, you know what? I'm not going to go. But not saying anything.
Yeah, not
worse.
Crickets. Yeah. No, you're right about
that. The ghosting idea that has become way more prevalent. No. No ghosts.
I thought you were into ghosts now.
Well, it didn't show up last night.
Okay.
And I made sure, I was like, please, I'm really tired. I don't want to mess with this. Can I please get some sleep?
So you spoke it out to the
atmosphere. Yeah. And nothing, I'm not kidding you, my light was totally fine
last night. See?
You just got to chat it out.
It's an accommodating ghost.
I talked to him. I mean,
him? Her?
Them.
Who knows?
2026.
Whatever it could be.
Who
knows?
All right. This Am I the Jerk actually took place while I was listening to last week's Am I the Jerk with earbuds. I was walking my dog in the bike lane on my street. No traffic, no parked cars, and not anyone else around. Over the hill comes this green-haired teen on his electric scooter. He stops in front of me and proceeds to lecture me that I was in his lane. After he was finished with his sermon, I took off my shades, looked him in the eye, and calmly said, this is my street, and this lane was paid for with my tax dollars, so you can F off. To his credit, he scurried away without another word. So am I the old jerk or just an old P1?
Of course you're an old jerk. If you told a teenager to F off.
Under almost any circumstance.
I mean, come on, man.
Can I just say this? Anytime tax dollars are mentioned.
That's bad.
I'm going to lean toward that person saying that being a jerk.
That's awesome.
Anytime.
And you are in the bike lane.
Right. Like, it literally is his lane.
And
like,
he's on a scooter.
He's on the electric bike. I mean, that's...
Man, what a clapback, too. I paid for this road, so
this is my street.
Whoa, honestly?
And this lane was paid for with my tax dollars, so you could F off. As he's just trying to motor on, he probably
has some
music going on his bike. He's having a good time.
It is funny if the teen really did stop in front of him and tried to tell him, hey, man, you're in the wrong lane. I'm only supposed to be here. Take your dog away. That's ballsy on the teens.
No, it is. But he's technically right.
Definitely.
He is.
Right.
It's a bike lane.
It's a bike lane.
You gotta walk the dog.
He's right. Now, okay. If at my age, I don't want a teenager telling me anything. Right. So I can understand you getting a little frustrated with this teen saying, hey, dude.
Hey, bro.
Hey, you're in the wrong lane. You walk your dog on the sidewalk, boomer. You know, I don't want any of that. But I think anytime you have to mention the fact that it's your street and you're paying tax dollars, then you are definitely on the jerk meter. It's tilted way towards you.
If you weren't sure you were a jerk, you solidified it by F off. Suck the Good. I mean, yeah.
And then
he self-reported.
But the last line of it. To his credit, he scurried away without another word.
Okay.
So I showed that teenager.
He thinks, I mean, you won.
I told him. Yeah, dude, you're a jerk. You're a huge one.
I mean.
Come on now.
I don't
the
even know.
The team probably just stepped out of bounds a bit by giving you a sermon. I would love to know exactly what the team said, though. I think that matters
also. I would, too. And I'd like to see the green hair. That sounds kind of awesome.
Right.
Yeah, that's not awesome at all.
You don't think so?
There's not a point in your teenage life where you thought green hair would be awesome.
No, you're right. I wanted blue hair badly.
Okay.
And my parents would not allow me.
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah. Having a weird color in your hair was awesome. Plus, it was against the dress code at school, so anything to try and get in a little bit of trouble.
I just wanted it because I love blue, and I thought it would look awesome. And they were like, that's not happening.
You look like a golden girl.
Yeah. But I mean, like,
the kids today would with their alpaca haircuts.
Like electric blue hair. Still, maybe I'll do that one day. Just come in here with electric blue hair.
And wear a hat every day.
I know.
Yeah, who cares? Because you cover it up with a hat.
Maybe
no one
that's
will ever
what
see
I need
it.
Do to your not beard. Wear a hat all the time.
Do your beard.
I never wanted an electric blue beard.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
It's all hair on your head.
All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk, 1310@gmail.com.
Maybe
we truly, truly appreciate you guys sending those scenarios in, and we do it every single Thursday at 9:55. So send those in for next week.